Thank you. Hello, my name is Willie. Returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Oh, I was just doing y'all the promotion online, and it keeps saying that my email or my credit card has been purchased a product or something.
Okay, we can definitely take a look. Let me get some information from you, ma'am. What is your zip code, please?
77060.
Thank you. And your first and last name?
LeSean Hoskins.
I'm sorry?
LeSean Hoskins.
Okay, Ms. Hoskins. Could you please verify your full mailing address for me?
16900 North Chase Drive, apartment 1308.
All right. Give me one moment for your account to populate, and then I'll get those answers for you, okay? Right. Sorry about this, ma'am. System going a little slow this morning.
Okay.
All right. Yes, ma'am. Looks like you signed up for the opportunity sweepstakes to win the kitchen mixer, and you paid the $7.95, and that was on June 22nd. And you had, yes, ma'am, you had a 7-day trial in order to try that. That
No, I don't have none of that. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yes, ma'am, it was done with all your information. The visa in again, 4577.
You better get.
But that's the only thing that's been charged. Nothing else has been on there besides that $7.95 because everything else has been declined. So
I don't even know what you're talking about. I'm just not saying this. Whatever promotion y'all got about this mixer today.
So you never signed up for that, ma'am? Because I do have to get you over to our fraud department.
So if after I did sign up, where did the mixer go to?
No, it's for the sweepstakes, the opportunity to win the mixer. And if you do win it, they would have sent it to your email, LeSeanDavis72@gmail.com.
Right. So I don't even know what. that's something.
So did you do it, ma'am? Because if not, we do have to get you. I do have to get you over to our fraud department.
While I was saying, I was just sitting here trying to do y'all little thing that popped up on this Instagram thing, and I said, let me just try this. And so, usually I don't do it, but I did it anyway, and I was trying to pay for whatever they was asking me to pay for, the mixer or whatever that was, and it kept saying that my email was used at my credit card.
Yes, ma'am, because someone, you used it back on June 22nd.
No, I didn't use anything on back in June 22nd.
So it wasn't you, so do I need to get you over to our fraud department?
Yes, and I still have to pay for this thing I was trying to pay for.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment so we can get you transferred over. I'm going to place you on a really brief hold so we can get this taken care of for you, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Of course not. Of course it.
All right, Ms. Davis, thank you so much for patiently holding. I'm going to get you right over to our our fraud department so they can take care of this for you. So this can be taken care of so you won't have this be an ongoing issue for you, okay?
Okay, what is a sweepstake? What you talking about? It was for a sweepstake. What is a sweepstake?
Yes, ma'am. The opportunity to win a mixer. No problems. The fraud department, they will take care of this and they'll make sure that this gets taken care of your account, okay?
So what I want to know is about you saying I paid for something that I didn't ever get. So that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Yes, ma'am. You paid for the opportunity to enter the sweepstakes. No problem. So like I said, ma'am, the fraud department will take care of this. Bear with me one moment. I'm going to get you right over, okay? Thanks for calling customer support.